リンクスタート。
先輩。
I cheat till I die. All these lollies call me. Rubbing on her thighs, she stay wet for her. Shawty so kawaii, and would die for her. Ride and watch hentai all the time with.
What up, weebs, and welcome in to the return of the Anime Senpai Podcast! Stop the music and give me the peaches and cream, baby! Reunited and it feels so good. Reunited and I'm understood.Even though I've been gone, I know you've wanted someone to give you all of those anime hot takes the way I do. Cause it's reunited and it feels so good. What up, everybody? It is not only an absolute honor and privilege to finally return to the place I feel so at home, but I've missed every single one of you. I would like to start by apologizing for just disappearing out of nowhere. I've been so full send on the Shallow Oceans podcast and content, it literally consumes me. I do it every single day, but I'm stepping it back up to increase the content output on also this as well for anime for you guys. I've just had so much going on, and I have so much to vent about with anime. You'll probably understand why I'm upset with the entirety of the show tonight.But life is good. Everything is thriving on my end. I'm doing so much growth with myself. My hair is getting long. I have been doing so much fun outside. I cannot wait for summer. I'm going to be an absolute madman outside. Never have a shirt on. I'm going to get so tan that I'm going to probably be considered Puerto Rican at the end of this because Macedonians, we tan so well. But enough about that. There's so much to look forward to. Expect a plethora of content to come back for Anime Senpai, including the streams again, which I know you all love so much and miss. But...I have to start by saying this. I am officially boycotting anime, and I've been for a while, and that is why I have stopped doing the show for some time. Number one, seeing the way that the entire involvement of the community has been revolving around certain shows, the way that they're talking about it on social media, especially the type of environment that everybody has been doing within their anime viewership, and the totality of the Crunchyroll Award show today we're going to talk about, I'm just done with it, to be honest with you. I'm very upset and very disappointed, is the best way to say it, at how we have moved forward within this community, and also over the plethora of things we've talked about, whether it be conventions, whether it be these new shows, whether it be the type of fandom that follows them. I'm simply noticing that this has become mainstream, and we are officially in the superhero arc of anime now. It is now completely in the open. Everybody is into it. Everybody just fan worships the...everything that comes from these shows that shouldn't even be overrated as they are, and it's very unfortunate to know that we're in this place and space where there's nothing we can do right now. Unfortunately, I'm going to take a step back on a lot of my anime viewership and just watch a certain amount of shows that I look forward to, because to be honest with you, it doesn't feel fun anymore to talk about shows that I know are overindulged. And for example, one of them in this award show tonight...is now so overhyped for me. It's sad to know that the entire studio itself was overworking its animators and just literally breaking down the entirety of what they actually should be doing for the involvement in fandom. It still wins all these awards. And it's sad to see that the fandom is so...just almost narrow-minded. All they care about is action. Action, action, action. People are so brain-dead in anime now. I know my taste is just not anywhere...relatable anymore, and it's unfortunate to say, but at the same time, it'll still be something I enjoy on the side, so you guys can definitely expect content and everything from me. I'm just giving you the heads up that I haven't been as full send on it because, to be truthful with you, I just don't enjoy the space as much as I used to. I think it's very sad to see how many people have just let themselves be so consumed by simplicities rather than looking and yearning for good quality shows. For example, I just saw Dune Part 2 yesterday.And the entirety of this franchise, and I cannot wait for the third part now, this movie franchise is cinematography gold. It is unbelievable how well they are doing this movie and how they are depicting it in such a poetic form. That is what I look for, and that is what I yearn for. And unfortunately, again, the anime world now is not exceeding my expectations. It's lowering. And it's sad to know that this award show and everything that is involved within it, oh, I have so much to say. We'll get into it. I just had to give you some updates and let you know I'm not going anywhere, but as of right now, I'm just disappointed with all of us. So I think we need to step it up. So why don't we start with something I love called the Anime of the Week?
Y'all want something new to watch? Already seen Boku no Pico? Don't trip. Anime Senpai has the show of the week coming in hot. So sit back, crack a brewski, and get the popcorn ready, cause it's time for the Anime of the Week.
Now, if I told you that this show is one of those shows I watched many moons ago, it actually seemed like a very authentic show. And when I saw it, it looked like this young, hunky adventurer going out into the world and stumbling across an orphan girl. In doing so, she looked to be somewhat of a demon. But in doing so as well, he not only takes her in, he tries to make her his daughter and raises her as his own, and the beautiful story that ensues, and possibly, if you continue reading it after the story finishes on the anime side, they might even turn into lovers later down the road. Weird parts about anime that I can't always enforce, but anyways, the show of the week is, if it's for my daughter, I'd even defeat a demon lord. So now, hear me out. The show again is called If It's For My Daughter, I'd Even Defeat a Demon Lord. And I saw this way, way back in the day. And I'll give you a quick synopsis. So Dale is a well-known and highly skilled adventurer despite being so young. One day, he's on a quest and goes deep into the woods and finds a little devil girl named Latina, who is just skin and bones. Latina is branded with the mark of a sinner, but Dale decides he can't just leave Latina there and decides to become her guardian. Thinking to himself, Latina's too cute, I don't want to work. He ends up dotting over her before he even realizes it. So, long story short, it turns into this cute thing where it's this guy who just tries to become a guardian, but then thus sees it as his daughter figure and becomes just this fun, loving, just heartwarming and nurturing father that just is absolutely in love with this daughter, right? The story is cute. It's really cool to get the backstory of seeing him just totally involved with her and invested into her, and he goes out of his way to do these cute things. It's a feel-good story. It really has a good time. The vibe, the animation style, the character design. It's a beautiful show. The thing that I love about it, too, is it actually kind of takes that concept that you would always think are like ecchi, lewd, and weird, that which is always, you know, not a good thing for anime, but it does it in such a simplistic way. And when you get to see him on his adventures, he takes her with him, introduces her to his family, and just, it's a really heartwarming show. And to be honest with you, I am somebody who doesn't look for shows that have action because honestly, I like to use my brain. I like to be challenged. I like to think outside of the box. And most of these anime shows, especially the most well-driven one, are brainless. And it's unfortunate. That's why Shonen is the main marketplace because people who want to watch anime don't have a lot to say. And that's fine. That's their marketplace. But to me, I look for diamond in the roughs and shows like this that not only have a longer literature side that you can continue reading it after it's done. And again, it might get kind of weird, but just, you know, let it happen. I'm very much so attuned with these type of shows. Everything was great about it. I give it personally a 5 out of 5. I loved everything about it. The season was immaculate. And I think it's a good time, quick, easy watch. And you might really enjoy it. And it might open your eyes to something different, just like Somali and the Forest Spirit or Spice and Wolf. These are the shows that I think deserve more love because we're in a place, again, where only the top dogs get the vision and the sight. And unfortunately, there's a lot of other good shows out there. So put it on your watch list. It's on Crunchyroll. Came out a few years back, I think, maybe a little bit longer. It's a fantasy base, and it's rated 4.6 out of 5 on Crunchy. So, enough about that. I'm glad I gave you guys something new to watch, and we got to get into some hot news topics here before we get into the whole review of the anime stuff and all that with Crunchyroll. So, let's get right into the anime news of the week!
I've never been on live television before.
Had your kids, had your wife, and had your husband.
Don't watch the news.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Great story, compelling and rich.
Because I'm a kid, and apparently every time Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Thank you, Jerry. It's good to be back here in the Weeb Nation studios for the old fans. But as we're here live with the Weeb News, we got to go through the plethora of stuff all around this beautiful world and talk about the most important things and also give you a head's eye view, an idea of what is happening around us because the anime world is constantly growing and ever flowing. And the craziest thing about it, if you don't know, but now you know, is that this is going to get actually kind of spicy because a couple of these news stories I found are actually frightening. The first one, Crunchyroll CEO says AI-generated subtitles are, quote, definitely an area we're focused on. Crunchyroll CEO Raul Prin says AI-generated subtitles are an area of focus testing for the streaming service, perhaps to the dismay of audiences. Now, mark my words, and remember I said this right here, right now. Eventually, anime will be entirely done by AI. Not just the subtitles, but the entirety of animation, storytelling, depiction, voice acting. We are not far from a humanless society. Really fathom what I'm saying. You think it's impossible. So did the people watching the Wright brothers fly for the first time. So did everybody else for every other major event ever happened in human society until it was done. You went back to your grandparents' age and told them you would FaceTime them on a black little glass window phone. They think you're batshit crazy and throw you in a mental insane asylum. I'm just telling you right now. Technology is unprecedented. AI is unfathomable. Its level of intelligence and intellect and self-growing capacity is unlimited. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you go back and watch AI videos from like 2 years ago to now, where it showed Will Smith eating pasta and Trump and it looked like just terrible, to now it looks like an entire three-dimensional world that they throw you in, this is scary news. The fact is, jobs are going to be plummeting everywhere because AI can do it all. What do they need us for? I am not about losing jobs for something people can do. And it sucks because, again, we live in a capitalistic world, not just in the country of USA. Everybody runs off of money. The fact of the matter is, they want to find things efficiently, quickly, and also undauntingly with human restrictions. If a voice actor gets sick, they can't record an episode. Thus is why Solo Leveling had a 7.5 episode that everybody and their mom was freaking out of. Calm the shit down. It's not that big of a deal. You can go outside for one weekend and watch the thousands of other animes out there if you really can't find something to do, okay? It's really not that big of a deal. I know I've been somebody before that like tries to harp on these filler episodes or whatever it is. This is a legit reason. The voice actor got sick. They needed more time. Calm your tits, okay? And again, this is the future, my dude and duets. We are heading to a place where it really doesn't matter for humans anymore. They're not going to need us eventually. Self-driving cars, self-checkouts. I mean, all of these working jobs. I mean, even if you want to think about call help screening and all, it's going to be a humanless society. So I'm just giving you all the heads up that this moving forward with Crunchyroll is a big thing. And you should be worried. So let's go to the next topic. Attack on Titan reveals masterpiece final new visual. The Attack on Titan anime Blu-ray debuts later this month, coming with one of the most impactful visuals the series has seen to date. Again, this just shows me why I am somebody who just has a lot of disrespect for the anime community right now. I'm just very disappointed. The fact of the matter is, Attack on Titan, a decade-long franchise that consumed the world before COVID, before anybody liked anime, still doesn't get the respect it deserves. I still don't see people with it on their top 10 list. I still don't see people who even saying good things about it. They say it's boring. They say it had pointless parts. They said it was unintelligent. They were trying to really say that it made no sense. And that's honestly terrifying to me, to know that one of the most well-written and told stories that actually made me feel terrified in multiple parts, even starting with the female Titan in her first introduction, the fact that something like this is getting something so beautiful, a masterpiece of a visual to implement its Blu-ray, I cannot wait to buy it. I want to show my support and have that for the rest of my physical life and showing my love and allegiance to one of the greatest series of all time. It is a top 10 series of all time. I don't care what anybody says. It is sensational. Attack on Titan literally changed the formatics of how you can do a show. And it got so popular that the writer actually had to figure out what to do with it. And unlike all of these crazy other stupid long shows that never know how to end, like Naruto, One Piece, it's just Dragon Ball, they'll never end because they know your fandom is there and they have suckered you in with nostalgia. Shame on you for constantly watching these shows that never end. Shame on you for going back and watching One Piece Remake now, and it's not even over yet. You guys are just, it's sad. It really is sad to know that I have committed myself to a fandom of people who are ruining a entertainment piece that I love. So hopefully Japan keeps it on lockdown, but I just had to shout this out. It looks beautiful. You need to go look it up. Just simply search the Attack on Titan and their masterpiece reveal for the final new series for the Blu-ray covers. It is absolutely immaculate. And I know when I say this, you will fall in love with it. Now, the next news story, we have a few more to get here. Studio, let's see. Eclipse releases new anime key art for Berserk, the Black Swordsman. Studio Eclipse has released a second look at Berserk, the Black Swordsman, with the first trailer for the new anime series now also on the horizon. Now, mark my words, ladies and gentlemen. When this show comes out and we finally get a complete, perfectly done, succinct in its animation style from one of the darkest shows I have ever read in my life, Berserk is a top five manga of all time, light novel series of all time. It is un-effing believable how consumed I got with Guts and everything that happens to this young man, including the blasphemy of his quote-unquote best friend and the darkness and the just... oh, the beautiful visualizations this story creates. You think Vampire D, like Vampire Hunter D, is beautiful in some of its parts and poeticness? This is unfreaking believable. Mark my words, and please hear me when I say this. This is one of the best stories told, and you have to do yourself a favor and wait on this like it's none of our business. I want you outside, like back in the day when Black Friday actually made an F and people were getting Xboxes at half prices. That's what we need to do now. We need to be waiting outside for this show and screaming at the rooftops of how immaculate this is going to be. I cannot effing wait. Be warned. Now, speaking of series that I cannot wait for, the next news article, One Punch Man gets JC staff return and shock season 3 trailer. The One Punch Man anime drops a bombshell surprise trailer centered on Garo, the human monster, revealing that JC staff is returning to the series. This is going to be epic. I've said it before, I thought season 2 was a little bit more of a trail off after season 1 of One Punch Man, but that was just because of the story buildup introducing Garu and how he's about to be this mega super villain that I cannot wait to see unfold in front of us. One Punch Man is the best superhero anime, fight me. The satire view on this bald-headed dude that's the most strongest in the world and he looks like a pushover, is unbelievably immaculate. That's what makes a story to me compelling, when you give me something different. The freaking show starts with him punching a purple piccolo in the face that's destroying the city and gets upset because it only took one punch. The concept is so simplistic. The depiction is even easily done. The whole concept of it, we've seen plenty of times with these hero leagues and rankings and systems, etc., but it's the same juice that Solo Leveling has. It's done right. And I'll be honest with you, I love the concept of One Punch Man. I loved the first season. I'm super yoked for season 3. It's really cool to see that JC staff is involved, and I'm so pumped to see how Garo turns out. I don't know what he's going to be, what he's going to do. I'm somebody who's very humble to the beginnings of anime viewership only, and if I know the series is going to continue, I will not dissuade myself or go outside of my bearings. I'm excited. I'm pumped. Y'all should be hyped as well. And the last one... oh, the last news article story that's going to fill in so nicely for tonight's topic. Heavenly Delusion and Vinland Saga named the biggest snubs at Crunchyroll Anime Awards. Heavenly Delusion and Vinland Saga Season 2 are tied for the title of biggest losing series at the 2024 Crunchyroll Award shows, and fans aren't happy. This is a simple thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to say it very well. Crunchyroll, you need to heavily look at how you are doing your votership and how you are choosing winners. Because if this is truly all fan voting winners, you need to do something different. How do you not know the audience of anime fans? How do you not know how trolly we are inside and how we just go out of our way to dismay all of the things that people love? This is why I've taken a step back from anime. I knew where this is going. I saw it in front of me, and it's actually disgusting. I'm happy that IGN got it right. Vinland Saga Season 2 was the anime of the year. And I know it was because everybody says the same effing thing about it. It was boring. Season 2 was just a dark kid who had to learn to let go of his anger and his revenge and find purpose. But it was boring. There was no action scenes. Oh, really? No action scenes? Oh, okay. So you're somebody who doesn't get a Big Mac for a day and thinks your lunch is boring because you have a salad and you had vegetables. Oh, you baby are so hungry. Really? You guys are that brain dead that you don't understand the conceptual notion of what Vinland Saga Season 2 was about. It's better than Season 1, and the sad part is everybody likes Season 1 more because of the action. That's unfortunate. You guys really don't fathom the consequential event of character exploration, exposé, and the growth of the cinematography aspects of him understanding his father and understanding what a true warrior is. You guys make me sick. And it's honestly disappointing that we're in an age of state where true cinematic art pieces like the beautiful rendition of Heavenly Delusion and its intro and outro and the story itself, in conjunction with Vinland Saga Season 2, didn't even win a single effing award? Shame on all of you. And that segues me into the topic tonight and ends the anime news of the week! Now, I'm going to make this very straightforward, and I'm going to do this very easily for all of us tonight. Number one, I am never talking about the Crunchyroll Anime Award Show again, until they pay me. You have lost me because you have single-handedly shown me, in this is not valuable. This is not realistic. This is all a show, and it's all fake. Know why I say that? Because you have Megan Thee Stallion coming out to give the anime of the award of the year to the nominee and saying who it is, just simply because you guys are that sold into show business now. You really want to be big time Hollywood that much. It's disgusting. That's why I liked anime, because you were sincere in your purpose of why you were anime. You were trying to give us true entertainment, not biasly driven by these people who give no value to anybody. Who cares about a rapper? Who cares about an actor? I don't want any of that. I want you to show me winners from fans, for fans, by fans. This is turning Hollywood. This is turning corporate. This is turning political. I'm tired of it. I'm honestly disgusted by it. And Crunchyroll, I'm sorry to tell you, this is unfortunate. How is it that we have gotten to a place now where we single-handedly just grab the most popular show and give them all the awards? Is there nothing else there? Is there no other reason for depth? Because if that's the case, then don't do anything. Just give it to One Piece every year. One Piece, Jujutsu Kaisen every year moving forward. What's the point? Why would we do anything else? Why? Why does it matter? If that's what this all takes, what is it? Why do we care? Doesn't make sense to me. It's honestly disgusting, and it hurts my heart to know that I missed on a lot of these, and I shouldn't have. Most of the ones I picked should have been correct. So let's go through them. Now, all of the voice actors, there was a lot of them I didn't do because I've never listened to them. So, for example, best voiceover performance for Arabic, German, Portuguese, Italian, Spanish, Castilian, French. I didn't watch any of those, so I'd be stupid to tell you I think I knew who won. But for the best voiceover performance for English, Ryan Colt Levi for Chainsaw Man. Not surprised. The best VA performance in Japanese, none other than Yuichi Nakamura. And we all know why. Shoutouts Gojo-kun. Now, best romance. This one, truly, I'm not upset. I'm not disappointed. I think it's worth its actual winning. The best romance winner was Haremia, The Missing Pieces. I get it. Shoutouts Clover works, but... Dude, to be honest with you, the fact that My Happy Marriage or My Love Story or Skip and Loafer didn't win, again, shows you how this fandom is now generic. Anime is generic. My Happy Marriage is one of the most interesting romance animes I've seen because it intertwines with action-based integration of spellcrafting and just all this stuff. Skip and Loafer, a beautifully told story. My Love Story with Yamada-kun at level 9999, an integration with gaming and just a beautiful tie-in of its animation style and just... It's disgusting, man. It's disgusting. Haremia, this Missing Pieces, is nowhere better than the first one. The first one was the best part. And it's actually sad to know that we're not even going to get anything better than this. I don't know what else to say. I'm literally disappointed. My Happy Marriage should have won. Now let's continue with the ever-evolving deception and letdown of the Crunchyroll 2024 award show. Now for Best Fantasy, I'm not really surprised or shocked. It goes to Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, The Swordsmith, Village Arc. And may I just say this again too, just before we keep going. I'm not trying to be a contrarian. I'm not trying to be somebody who's just hating to hate. I'm simplistically just expressing to you my just upset, disappointed, let down that we cannot seem to just get it right on this anime viewership and just simplicity of voting and how we know what's really good and what isn't, what truly should win and what shouldn't. It's just upsetting to know that there's a staple community within its fandom and it consumes so many people because of the following it has, and it simply wins just because of what's more popular. That's unfortunate. I think shows that are sensationally, if not better, than most of these big-time shows should have a chance, and it's unfortunate to see they don't. So, for Best Fantasy, it is Demon Slayer. I think that Ancient Magus Bride was sensational. Mushoku Tensei is amazing. I even like Hell's Paradise, to be honest with you, but... Unfortunately, we all know how that goes. So, now we go to Best Drama, and this one I'm actually happy about. I think that Attack on Titan should have won something. They needed to win a few of these because it's the end of a freaking completion of a franchise. I don't know what else people are saying. People are saying like it's going to be in the next award show. No, it's not going to be, okay? Like, stop with that dummy stuff. This is just upsetting to see that another show that literally is closing its entire franchise barely gets any nomination and wins. I think it gets 2 awards, if not 3, in this. So it wins Best Drama. I think that Heavenly Delusions should have been closer. Vinland Saga, at the very least, but To Your Eternity also, super good. But it is Attack on Titan, so can't be upset. Now, Best Comedy. This one, I can actually say I'm let down again because of just simplicity of how big the fandom is for the show. So Best Comedy, the winner is Spy Family Season 1 Core 2, when it should have been Buddy Daddies. Buddy Daddies is sensational. Buddy Daddies is fun. Buddy Daddies is actually one of those shows that, again, if you didn't watch it or nobody talked about it, which nobody did, you didn't know about it. And unfortunately, the only one that people really knew and watched is, again, Spy Family because of how popular it is and massive. So it sucks. I even think Magic and Muscles is a fun watch as well, but Buddy Daddies should have been the winner. Buddy Daddies is a sensational show, and it actually exceeded all of my expectations, so unfortunate, but again, Anya carries. Now, this is where we're going to start seeing a bunch of repetitiveness for this one show. Best Action, without say, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2. Not shocked, within a category of many plethora of great shows, but again, this Crunchyroll award show should simply just be called Jujutsu Kaisen 2024. That's really what it should be called. And it's upsetting again to know that this is just the marketplace we're in, man. We're just in a marketplace where if you make a really good shonen that people get addicted to, they're stuck for life. And it's how it goes. They love the repetitiveness of an overpowered character. They love the repetitiveness of just one of these training arcs and powering up, etc. It's so bland to me. And I know that the conceptual notion of the backstory, so basically like the plot line and development of the integration of historical events in this show, are actually immaculate and pretty incredible to think about. The only thing I have an issue with, again, is just that people like this show just because of how popular it is, just like One Piece fans. It's really true. Everybody likes One Piece because it's cool to like One Piece. People like Jujutsu Kaisen now because everybody talks about Jujutsu Kaisen, and Gojo-kun is literally one of the most beautiful male characters in anime. So I get it. I understand it. I personally think that it could win this category, and I'm not upset about it. I personally would have gave it to either Attack on Titan or Bleach just because of the massiveness that those franchises have. But again, I'm not surprised, and that's one of the many awards it wins. Now, of course, must protect at all costs. It seems to be back-to-back winners, if I'm not mistaken. Anya Forger again. And I get it. I see why. I understand it. It's a massive fandom. It's the following. It's the show, especially her character. She's the main, basically, relief to the show. I'm not surprised. I'm not upset. I get it. But personally, again, I really just found a connection to Buddy Daddies. I think Miri should have won, the little girl in that. I think she's adorable. She's super cute. And in my personal opinion, I think Buddy Daddies rivals Spy Family. It's just a different concept, and it's a little bit darker in the beginning. So I've noticed people like little lighter, funner, breezy, easier to understand concepts. So I get it. I'm fine with it. But to me, Miri should have won from Buddy Daddies. I mean, even Pochita, which, you know, no, I don't mean to spoil anything, but Pochita doesn't really live long. But anyways, Anya wins. Now, more awards for this one. Best Supporting Character, Satoru Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen. We all knew it was coming. We all know it was going to happen. I even probably said it if we went back to listen, but no surprise. Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 gets another one. Gojo-kun, Satoru is the Best Supporting Character. Now we go over to Best Main Character. And without a doubt, I would have thought it's going to be Thorfinn or Eren Yeager. Had to have been. I mean, who else is even close to the level of Eren Yeager committing the rumbling and Thorfinn, who gives up killing in a Viking era? Oh, Monkey D. Luffy. I'm sorry, I forgot he turns white and becomes Gear 5. Crazy. Crazy. Best main character. I would really like to argue in this entire past year, I would really like to see how anybody can defend and tell me Luffy is anywhere near the level of Eren Yeager or Thorfinn within last year. I would love to see it. I would love to hear the argument, and I would love for you really to conceptually break it down in some kind of attribute rather than just writing the huevos ranchero of Oda the Gota. Because to be honest with you, y'all fans are getting played, and this shows how massive the fandom is. Disappointing. Now, best director. Who do you think would be best director? Who do you think is the one that is getting so much tout and so much love, and everybody is just suckling at the tit? Well, it had to have been Heavenly Delusions, right? You're wrong. It goes to Shota Goshozono from, guess what? Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2. Now, to see that win over Bocchi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Attack on Titan, Heavenly Delusions, and Oshinoko is actually crazy to me. To say best direction? Doc, the ending of a franchise happened, and you don't give it to Attack on Titan, Oshinoko, which had the best opening prequel to a show ever. Heavenly Delusions, which literally changed the conceptual notion of what I thought shows should be. Chainsaw Man, which broke the concept of hype. But no, Jujutsu Kaisen. Cool, let's keep going. Best anime song. This one I'm actually all about. Idol from Yoshinoko. Oshinoko. I get it. I love it. I'm about it. It makes sense. I have nothing to say. Nothing against it. Dude, it's literally a pop idol show. It's based on music. It absolutely has to. Now, another one I agree with. Best film, Suzume. Shoutouts to everything about this one. I mean, Makoto Shinkai continuously proves to me why he is one of the greatest directors in all of anime. And it's not even a close concept or even something you can truly fight about, because think about it this way, right? This entire show, the series, everything he has done in all three of these soliloquies are sensational. They all have a different purpose to it, and they touch on something even deeper. And to me, I have Suzume as my favorite one. Next, Your Name, Last One Weathering With You. Fight me on that all you want. That is the greatest movie we had last year. Now let's continue to the big dogs here. The best score. It absolutely was Attack on Titan. Now I know it kind of seems like a slight to Oshinoko because it's based on music, or even Bocchi the Rock, but let's be realistic here. The music that kind of cascaded the ending and the completion of the final chapters, un-effing believable, dude. It was so effing good, and I challenge you to go back and listen to the final chapter special one, all the score music that was played during the completion of Attack on Titan. You will literally crumble. You will crumble. You will know instantly what I'm talking about, and you will absolutely agree with me in saying that that just cascaded it to another level. Now, it's crazy to say this. How is it that best ending sequence and opening sequence are both Jujutsu Kaisen? Are you shitting me? Like, this is absolutely disgusting. I'm telling you right now, when I went and listened to everything that was included with this, the best ending sequence is not anywhere near Jujutsu Kaisen. It is absolutely either Zom 100 or it has to be from Oshinoko. Those are great. Mephisto and Happiness of the Dead? You're really telling me Jujutsu Kaisen was the best ending sequence? You're tripping. And then opening sequences? Hello? Heavenly Delusions? Did nobody watch the effing show? That's what I'm thinking, dude. I'm literally thinking the initial judges of people who actually watch anime put on the best ones here, and nobody did. Everybody was just so hyped over Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm telling you, I don't know what Reddit page or what's happening or what bot system is doing this. How the hell is this the best opening sequence too? Over Idol? Kickback? Dude, you guys are tripping, dude. Work from Heavenly Delusions? Or Innocent, I'm sorry, or Work from Hell's Paradise? I don't know, guys. I mean, I'm just done with Crunchyroll. Best continuing series? Should have been Vinland Saga. Should have been Attack on Titan. Possibly should have been the overrated Jujutsu Kaisen. No, it's One Piece. Of course, it's One Piece. Best slice of life. Now, this was a hard one to pick. This was a tough one and a very hot topical spot, but I do understand how many people loved Bocchi the Rock, so I am happy to see that best slice of life goes to Bocchi. Not upset about it. I think a lot of these were great choices between My Love Story, Insomniac, Skip and Loafer, Do It Yourself, Harimia. All of them are great. But to be real with you, and everybody knows this too, Bocchi the Rock is a really cute story. And when you watch it for what it is and learn the backstory of these characters and especially the band itself, you really connect to them. And I get it. So best art direction, I mean, it's not a surprise. Kimetsu no Yaiba, Demon Slayer. What can we say, right? I mean, it's in a league of its own. It's animation and tier settings, UFO table. They're going to keep slapping people, man. It's literally that type of environment. And safe to say, it's not going to go anywhere. Every single arc that comes out with Demon Slayer, I promise you this, okay? Mark my words. Every single time a new season of Demon Slayer comes out, this is what you're going to get. A movie that's the first six episodes, four or five episodes, and then the entire season that's going to end with some crazy dope fight, and they'll win a bunch of awards. Rinse, repeat. Rinse, repeat. It's that simple. Find a formula, rinse, repeat. So now let's go to the final six categories and the ones that I have the most love and respect for. Best cinematography. Out of all of the ones here, Vinland Saga, Heavenly Delusions, Demon Slayer, Chainsaw Man, Attack on Titan, and Jujutsu Kaisen, JJK wins again. And I will say this in defense of JJK. I'm not all brimstone and fire and coal all the time. I will say this. When I did watch a lot of season two of Jujutsu Kaisen, I can actually admit and agree with the fact that it was well done with the cinematography. The fight scenes, the choreography, and everything they do within the actual show itself, and especially that first half of the season two in that little arc they're in with that kind of like, it's not a tournament, but it's like a training course or whatever they're going through. It's really well done, to be honest with you. I like the setup they do and everything they depict with it, especially the hand-to-hand combat styles. It is really dope. And it can make you feel dumb at times when you try to really digest domain expansions, but I will defend them. I think out of a plethora of all of these things, it really did have great cinematography. So I'm actually surprisingly not upset. Now for best new series, out of everything here, Chainsaw Man, Oshinoko, Hell's Paradise, Bocchi the Rock, Heavenly Delusions, and Zom 100, I respect the choice of Chainsaw Man. I really do. I loved Chainsaw Man. I think it's such a dark, gory, very unique concept of how it even creates the main character. And it's funny how you try to find people who make the weirdest shit here in this country and try to say he's like a pervert. Dude, he's a child. He's a kid. Okay? I did the same shit when I was his age when I looked at women. I was just enamored by them. I didn't know what they were yet. I mean, the only woman I've ever been close to was my mother up to that point. You know, it's a really cool concept to see that he just wanted to live and enjoy and experience himself, especially how he is with power and, of course, you know, his headmistress, the one that people say, she's a cougar, she's a pedophile. It's like, dude, just can you guys just shut up for 5 seconds? Go outside, touch the grass, and I think you'll find better things to focus on than anime characters. Really. Like, go look at people like Epstein. Maybe those are people we need to focus on. So, best new series, Chainsaw Man. Not upset. I liked Heavenly Delusion. I really liked Hell's Paradise, Bocchi the Rock, Oshinoko, Zom 100. Great tier setting. Can't really pick out of all of them. Now, best animation. Again, this is the fourth of the final three. Who did we expect? It's Demon Slayer. Kimetsu no Yaiba! I mean, who else could it have been? Let's be realistic here. It wouldn't have been Mob Psycho. Possibly Jujutsu Kaisen. I mean, Attack on Titan isn't getting any love, apparently, this one. Chainsaw Man, Trigun Stampede. It's CGI most of the time. It's just, it is what it is, man. I just feel like, generically wise, I say this every time, but I can never do it because I can't go against my heart with a lot of these picks, but it's really true, man. Demon Slayer is just that dude. Demon Slayer is Himothy when it comes to animation style and everything that it does for art style, direction. It's actually crazy to me. So now the final three, best character design. Could it have been Hell's Paradise with a unique samurai build? How about Trigun Stampede with a new look at Vash himself? Maybe Chainsaw Man, these really gory looking cool guys in suits. How about Oshinoko and all of these new pop idols and actors? Well, Demon Slayer with its crazy unique designs, with all of its, you know, pillars and all that stuff. No, it's Jujutsu Kaisen. It's Jujutsu Kaisen. Best character design, Jujutsu Kaisen. Guys in the same uniforms and pandas. Yep. Now, to the final two. Best original anime. This one was actually a dope one, and I'm glad they won. Akibai Maid Wars, Birdie Wing Golf, The Marginal Service, Do It Yourself, Mobile Suit Gundam, and Buddy Daddies. Thank the Lord above. They actually gave one of them to the correct show. Thank God, dude. The absolute best original anime is Buddy Daddy. Thank God people got this one right. I would have jumped out of my window during this recording right now if I really didn't see Buddy Daddy. I would have punched myself in my yoo-hoo, so thank God for that one. And the final one, and the most upsetting of all, anime of the year, the 2024 grand winners at Crunchyroll. Megan Thee Stallion doing her best cosplay as a JoJo Bizarre Adventure character that I bet she didn't even know the pose for, but that's neither here nor there. Your final selections for anime of the year, Oshinoko, Chainsaw Man, Vinland Saga Season 2, Bocchi the Rock, Demon Slayer, and Jujutsu Kaisen. No Attack on Titan. Crazy, crazy, crazy. How wild is it to know that Jujutsu Kaisen won? And this is the final rift I want to do for you before I let you go tonight. It is honestly disgusting to know that all you need to do is find a simple formula, ride that wave, and get everybody hyped up to no end about a simplistic concept from a show based off of actual incredible origins. What I am sad about, and the thing that hurts me the most, is that this is a reality I have to accept with anime. The world of anime is going to be consumed forever and always by shonens, because that is made for children. Children are the ones that are the most watching it, even though there's a lot of adults and young adults and teens, etc., watching anime now. Most of them really don't know what else to watch. And that's fine, because I know for myself, anime is a thing that feeds the innocence in me, the child in me, the one that always wants to be creative. And I understand that, and I honestly do accept shonens for what they are. The thing is, though, when it's an award season, right? Say what you want about the Grammys, the Golden Globes, all of it. You don't win an Oscar unless it is an art piece, okay? You're not going to find generic-ass movies winning Oscars. Do you get me? Superhero movies aren't going to win the movie of the year. I'm just being honest with you. And if one did, okay, bite me. I'm just saying. They're going to look for things with Daniel Radcliffe. They're going to look for things with Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay, The Revenant. They're going to look for things that are truly immaculate and test the mind. Inception. I want to find something that makes me think twice. I want to find something that captivates me, like Dune. Dune 1 and 2 are sensational, but to just be so blatant and just to give Jujutsu Kaisen, let's count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 effing awards? Are you shitting me? Dog, that's insane. That's honestly insane. Vinland Saga didn't get a single effing award, and they were nominated countless amount of times, dude. I just don't get it. I don't understand what people want. What are you yearning for? Are you just really just that gung-ho of just expecting certain things to constantly be on these shows? Like, it's actually just insane to me. I have no doubt Vinland Saga was probably nominated 10 times, if not more. Same with the one with Heavenly Delusion. Had to have been there at least 6-7 times. And not a single award? Not a single accomplishment for the greatness that they have achieved and atoned for? Shame on all of you. Shame on every single person that did this. It's honestly disgusting to me. And it's sad. It is really sad to know that we live in a world right now where it really just doesn't matter how unique you are. It don't matter. Gosh, man. It just hurts my heart to know we're in a place where true masterpiece shows, they're just going to get overlooked a lot of the time. And a lot of people are not going to really give it the love it deserves. So I understand we're in an interesting place with anime, and I understand we're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to prosper, and it's going to keep growing to a fact where you're just going to see nothing but pop stars, celebrities, actors, all this politicians at these award shows now. And as soon as I saw, I think it was a year or two ago, that Crunchyroll started to use a stage and an audience and nominees and nominators and stuff and announcers, I just knew where we were going. And it's the unfortunate truth. I know a lot of you enjoy what you love, and you should. And I know a lot of you as well enjoy having people enjoy it with you, as you should. I know a lot of you probably ride or die with One Piece, as you should. Neither should I ever sway or deter you from what you love. I'm merely expressing a situational standpoint and an opinion that is my own unique perspective on this reality of the world we live in, and true delicateness to the matter of unique animes, and finding the ability to give some of these shows life and presence, because again, in an ever-expanding world of redundancy and mass production of just the simplicity, we're gonna have less is more. And that's why I've said it and I will stick by it. Solo Leveling is the anime of the year. I'm standing by it. I know Frieren is amazing, trust me, I love the show, it's one of my favorites, but Solo Leveling is that show. Solo Leveling is the Sword Art Online I've always wanted. It literally is the perfect depiction of integrating video games with real life. It's immaculate. There is nothing better than it, and I'm in love. So, I really will have to think about this moving forward with all of you. To be truthful, I don't know if I will ever review another Crunchyroll show or award season. I don't think it's worth it. I think what I'm going to do moving forward is just give you my own award show and give you my nominees and the person I think should win after I take some time and listen to the votes of the community in Discord. That's what we'll do moving forward. We're going to start our own because we don't need corporations like this to sway our minds or to tell us what's right or wrong or what's good. So that's my promise to you as senpai, is not only will I continue to give you great content, not only will I continue to question and prosper and challenge the depiction of what I view as good for you, I will also step up my game and give it more fruitfulness and love. So, thank you guys again for being a part of this. If you would like to stay connected with me, if you ever wonder where I go if I disappear, just join the Discord. You can simply follow me on TikTok, Anime Senpai Podcast. Shoutouts to Shallow Oceans as well. Do me a favor and go follow that content. It's great stuff. You will love the show. It's everywhere you can listen to this as well. Shallow Oceans Podcast. Support me and love what I do. And it's the best thing because I can continue to give you part of me. And that's the authenticity of what we all need in a world of oversaturation, a lot of training arcs, a lot of redundant fights, and a lot of water breathing. So I appreciate you guys so much. And I'm very excited to continue talking with you guys. It's good to be back. I'll see you guys next week. Anime Senpai out.